Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 55. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 19 tonight, clear skies. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 37. Clear skies and dry, Friday and Saturday, low 50s, Friday, low 60s, by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 51.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. A Hays man was sentenced to 32 months in prison for a deadly shooting outside a local bar last year.
42-year-old Keith Allen Armstrong pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter in the death of Larry Braun, 63, outside the Horseshoe Bar. Armstrong claimed self-defense, saying he believed Braun had a knife, but evidence and witness accounts raised doubts. Despite Armstrong's attorney citing his clean record and serious kidney condition, Ellis County Judge Glenn Braun emphasized accountability, rejecting probation. The June 23 shooting stemmed from an early morning altercation that ended in tragedy.
J.P. Bazette. The Wichita City Ethics Board met Monday night and came to the conclusion that Mayor Lily Wu did not violate council policy in an October meeting with Wichita Fire Chief Tammy Snow. Wu reportedly informed Chief Snow the fire department would have to cut positions. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Avian influenza continues to be a problem for certain sectors of the ag economy. Farm Bureau economist Bert Nelson says there were 3.5 million birds affected just in October.
We've had 73 million egg layers affected by this overall, and this has resulted in some volatility in egg prices. We've had over 14 million turkeys affected by the virus. So production for turkeys is down about 6% from last year.
Nelson says the response to avian influenza from USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has been effective.
We still see the spread of the virus, but overall the biosecurity efforts that they've put in place have kept the poultry industry functioning.
More information on H5N1 and the response is available at fb.org/market intel. Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas election officials announced on Monday that more Kansans voted in last month's general election than in any election in the state's history. The Kansas State Board of Canvassers met to certify the results of last month's vote for U.S. President and a host of federal, state, and local offices, and President-elect Donald Trump won handily in Kansas over Vice President Kamala Harris. Kansas Elections Director Brian Caskey said the vote broke three records. For the first time, more than 1.34 million Kansans voted, more than 2 million were registered for the election, and more people voted in person ahead of Election Day than ever before. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab thanked election workers and volunteers, noting that unfounded accusations of voter fraud have made their jobs difficult. He said it's been hard for election workers the past several years, though they stand up every election cycle and do their work and they don't complain. Caskey, who serves under Schwab, said he wasn't aware of any allegations of fraud by any candidates in Kansas this year. Trump won Kansas in its 6 electoral college votes by 16 percentage points, widening his victory slightly compared to 2020 when President Joe Biden won the election. Schwab said his office was reviewing the election to see if the state needs any legislative fixes to help the vote run smoothly. He said the office may pursue bills when the Kansas legislature returns in January to make sure they continue to have secure elections, but he declined to say what sort of proposals he was considering, noting that they are still under review. Promoting good sportsmanship at all Kansas State High School Activities Association events continues to be a priority for the KSHSAA and its member schools, with maintaining focus on the student-athlete remaining an important focus as participation in the Interscholastic Activity Program teaches important life lessons and holds the students accountable to academic, attendance, and behavior standards. Starting this basketball season, the KSHSAA will recognize a league sportsmanship champion, which is inclusive of the girls and boys teams, including players and coaches, spirit squads, pep bands, and spectators, based on regular season basketball contests as evaluated by the adopted sportsmanship rubric. and each high school league conference champion will be awarded a championship trophy. Since 1970, the KSHSAA has awarded state basketball sportsmanship awards for those schools that met a qualified mark after participating in the state tournament. However, the KSHSAA is taking a necessary step to put more emphasis on sportsmanship year-round for every school, not just those that qualify for the state tournament. The new KSHSAA League Sportsmanship Award will be able to influence more students and school communities, as this award allows each league or conference to identify a KSHSAA Basketball Sportsmanship League or Conference Champion. And as the basketball regular season concludes, member schools will select their league sportsman champion. There are currently 38 leagues within the KSHSAA membership. Following the implementation during the upcoming basketball season, the board will evaluate the impact of the award and consider possible changes and/or expansion prior to the 2025-2026 school year. Governor Kelly announced on Wednesday that the Kansas Department of Transportation is receiving nearly $32 million to support using low-carbon construction materials in federally aided projects, as the Low-Carbon Transportation Materials Program aims to modernize project practices and support the adoption of advanced construction materials across Kansas. Kansas Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said this is significant funding that will drive innovation in construction practices, and by providing guidance and performance monitoring, the Kansas Department of Transportation can help contractors integrate cutting-edge materials into their projects and meet evolving industry standards. The Kansas Department of Transportation was one of 39 states that were awarded funding through the Federal Highway Administration's discretionary grant program. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
October 15th through December 7th is Medicare open enrollment. Norton County Hospital advises seniors to compare Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans carefully. While Advantage plans offer additional benefits, they often have a narrow network and require pre-authorization, which can delay care. Original Medicare allows broader access to providers, ensuring timely care. For help navigating these options, contact Norton County Hospital's SHC counselor at 785-877-3351.
Laura Clausen with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks announced in a press release on November 27th that wildlife officials have made changes to the trout season, and many of these changes were made after angler feedback. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has adjusted the season, and now trout will be stocked around December 1st, January 1st, and February 1st to align the season with the most popular months anglers go trout fishing. And this also aims to reduce the risk to fish health from warmer water still present in November. Anglers can fish for trout without a permit after March 31st. However, the daily krill limit of 5 trout and a possession limit of 15 will still be in place. And the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will focus on fewer, higher-density stockings at each site to give anglers better opportunities to catch fish at popular locations. Jeff Connolly, a Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Fisheries Program Specialist, said the adjustments introduced last year were well-received, allowing them to offer anglers a quality experience while keeping costs manageable. He said all stocked trout will be a catchable size, with a few trophy-sized fish included to make the season more memorable. Clausen said the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks plans to stock around 62,000 pounds of rainbow trout at more than 30 bodies of water for the 2024-2025 season. And anglers can also expect to occasionally catch rarer versions of the trout that are palomino or golden in appearance. People who want to go fishing for trout in Kansas must have a fishing license and a $14.50 trout permit. Kansans who are 15 years of age or younger are not required to have a fishing license. However, they must have a $7 youth trout permit. You can learn more about trout fishing in Kansas by visiting ksoutdoors.com. 3 people were injured in an accident just after 12:30 p.m. on Monday in Sherman County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2006 Hyundai Elantra, driven by 76-year-old Charlene M. Meyer of Hoxie, was eastbound on Interstate 70, 2 miles west of Goodland, following a 2015 Toyota Highlander, driven by 34-year-old Carlos D. Salgado Palma of St. Louis, Missouri. A road worker allegedly threw an orange cone into the driving lane, and when the Toyota made an evasive maneuver to avoid striking the cone, it swerved to the right and came to a complete stop, and the Hyundai then struck the Toyota. EMS transported Meyer and two passengers in the Toyota, 31-year-old Anna I. Herrera Cervantes and an 8-year-old girl, both of St. Louis, to Goodland Regional Health Center. Salgado Palma and a 1-year-old in the Toyota were not injured. The holiday tree lighting ceremony, a longtime campus tradition at Fort Hays State University, is coming up to celebrate the holiday season. President Mason will kick this event off in front of Sheridan Hall, followed by multiple speakers, including this year's homecoming king and queen, prior to the lighting of the tree. The event is open to the public and will begin at 5 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, December 5th. A variety of activities will follow the tree lighting, including creating Christmas ornaments and mini wreaths, carriage rides beginning at 5:30, and photos with Santa Claus. Visitors can also visit Santa's workshop to write letters to Santa, play games, and make Christmas crafts. The event is sponsored by several Fort Hays State University offices that include the Office of Student Engagement, the Office of the President, and International Student Services. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. There were conflicting stories on Tuesday as to whether or not the Biden administration would announce that they finalized guidance on the 45Z Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit before President Biden leaves office come January 20th of 2025. Tuesday morning, as an example, Reuters and Bloomberg published competing stories on the issue, with Reuters reporting that the guidelines would not be completed and Bloomberg saying they would be finalized. DTN's Todd Neely reported that a spokesperson for the U.S. Treasury Department says the Biden administration would finalize the 45Z Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit before President Biden leaves on January 20th. Biofuels companies, and in particular renewable diesel and biodiesel, have planned to not claim the blender's tax credit that expires at the end of December because they plan to instead claim the 45Z credit. The delay by the Biden administration has led to biodiesel producers cutting back production and or shutting down plants. Paul Winters, Director of Public Affairs and Federal Communications at the Clean Fuels Alliance America, told DTN that his groups have done all it can to impart to the Biden administration the importance of having the 45Z guidance. Biofuel producers are eligible to claim the credit only as of the date of their registration letter. Winters says there are a number of stakeholders in 45Z that don't currently have a tax credit, so they can tolerate this delay and try to negotiate a better deal in the next Congress, and knows this would be a more complicated for our industry than others. Jeff Cooper, President of Renewable Fuels Association, said his group is holding out hope the Biden administration will take some kind of action soon. This is the can.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We've got a quick round of cool air moving into Kansas tomorrow behind a northern plains cold front. The central counties will be dropping back into the 30s. We may not get out of the 20s in the northeast counties tomorrow. The cold won't last too long, though, with a big warming trend on the way Friday and through the weekend. In the meantime, still fairly mild today with mostly sunny skies. It'll be breezy to windy ahead of that cold front. Following the front, the colder high pressure system will drop into our state tomorrow. Very little moist air is available, so precipitation isn't very likely for a while. On the map, our cold front is entering Nebraska. The high pressure system is off to the north and west over the inner mountain states. Low pressure is bringing rain to eastern Texas, and a strong low is moving across the Great Lakes. It'll be fair for the rest of today, highs mostly in the 50s and a little bit windy. Then our cold front drops into Kansas overnight. Clear and breezy will be in the 20s, and then quite a bit cooler tomorrow, but still sunny. Highs will stay in the 40s for our western counties, but 30s central and southeast, and only 20s tomorrow for the northeast counties. By Friday, the high pressure system will move off to the east, and that'll allow a warming trend with a low pressure lead trough developing over the eastern Rockies. Highs will be in the 60s in the western high plains by Saturday, with 50s in the east. We'll stay warm and sunny through Sunday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we're in the mid-50s, low 20s for the overnight hours, low to mid-50s north central, and tonight upper teens and low 20s. Northeast, low 50s for today and mid to upper teens for the overnight hours. Southwest, mid to upper 50s, and tonight we're in the low to mid 20s. Mid to upper 50s south central, mid 20s for the overnight, and we're in the upper 50s today for the southeast counties, low to mid 20s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with information on this week's Thursday cattle auction at 1 o'clock. Looks like we'll sell 450 calves and 450 feeders this week. In the calves, here's 115, mostly black, white-faced steers and heifers at 550 to 650. 90, mostly black. They're all steers at 600 to 650. 30, black steers at 600 to 650. 35, red and black steers and heifers at 450 to 600. 15, mostly Charcross steers, 550 to 600. 7 black steers and heifers, they're 5 weights. 28 black steers and heifers at 300 to 600. 60 black and red steers and heifers, 500 to 700. In the feeders, here's 125 black steers. They'll weigh around 750. Here's 100 black heifers. They'll weigh around 700. Here's 165 black steers and heifers, 650 to 900. We'll have them sorted up by sale time. 34, mostly black steers and heifers at 575 to 700. We'll have our usual run of butcher cows and bulls. We'd be expecting more consignments of all classic cattle by sale time. Hope to see you at the auction. Thank you.